Former transgender Navy SEAL to resume living as a man. By Paul Bois on December 11, 2022. A former U.S. Navy SEAL who famously came out as transgender 10 years ago has renounced their transition and will soon resume living as a biological male. In 2013, Chris Beck, then known as Kristen Beck, famously came out as transgender after serving in the Navy for 20 years, including SEAL Team 6, having been deployed over 13 times and having received over 50 medals and ribbons for his service. Speaking with CNN's Anderson Cooper at the time, Beck said he always felt like a woman, a feeling he bottled up for years. "It is a constant," he said. "But as you suppress, and as you bottle it up, it's not that on the surface. So maybe I could put it back a few different layers. You would never notice it." Now, nearly 10 years later, Beck has renounced his words, saying that CNN used him for propaganda purposes while calling on Americans to wake up to the transgender radicalism targeting children. "Everything you see on CNN with my face, do not even believe a word of it," Chris Beck told conservative influencer Robbie Starbuck in an interview this month. "Everything that happened to me for the last 10 years destroyed my life. I destroyed my life. I'm not a victim. I did this to myself, but I had help. I take full responsibility," he continued. "I went on CNN and everything else, and that's why I'm here right now. I'm trying to correct that." Beck described being very naive at the time of the Anderson Cooper interview and that he had been taken advantage of. "I got propagandized. I got used badly by a lot of people who had knowledge way beyond me. They knew what they were doing. I didn't," he said. Beck further knocked the targeting of children for transitioning procedures and the ease with which they are subjected to chemical castration. "There are thousands of gender clinics being put up over all of America," he said. "As soon as kids go in and say, 'I'm a tomboy,' or 'this makes me feel comfortable,' and then a psychologist says, 'Oh, you're transgender,' and then the next day, you're on hormones, the same hormones they are using for medical castration for pedophiles. Now, they are giving this to healthy 13-year-olds. Does this seem right?" he asked. "This is why I am trying to tell America to wake up." Beck originally transitioned with the help of Veterans Affairs, which gave him his desired hormone treatment almost immediately after a psychologist signed a letter. He has now been off hormones for 7 years. Beck said that when he began transitioning, it took just an hour-long meeting at Veterans Affairs to be offered hormones. "This is a billion-dollar industry between psychologists, between surgeries, between hormones, between chemicals, between follow-up treatments," he said. "There are thousands of gender clinics popping up all over our country. And each of those gender clinics is going to be pulling in probably over $50 million.